Now it's time for I'll be goddamned. Competitive whistler makes beautiful music. Do you really need to know anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Funny.
And Buzz, normally we go to you for one of your great intros. I think we can just handle this. I don't want to let the guy know that we're playing. I'll be GD.
Right. Hello?
Buzz just gave me a knowing wink, like he's in on the gag. The fix is in. Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I understand that you're a competitive whistler.
I am a competitive whistler. Yes.
I'll be goddamned. What does that involve?
Well, you have to do a lot of practicing. You have to prepare classical and popular pieces.
Classical?
I'll be goddamned.
And you have to travel to Lewisburg, North Carolina, and compete against whistlers from around the world.
North Carolina? I'll be goddamned. That's a long ways away.
Well, it's not so far for me as it is.
I'd be goddamned if I could, make a career out of whistling, but you've been doing it since you were a young person, right?
Well, not exactly. I became a full-time professional whistler within the last few years.
I'd be goddamned.
Kind of phased out of an advertising career.
I'd be goddamned, too.
Advertising?
I'd be goddamned.
You know what?
What?
Let me put you on hold.
Excuse me.
One moment,
what?
Steve.
Okay. What? You got a problem? You got a problem with this?
Yeah.
What? What's the problem?
Can you just like use it in a sentence instead of just throwing it out?
You know, you're starting, and you just started it really, really. I have to struggle because otherwise I'm gonna be left in the dust on this one.
Come on.
I am gonna be left in the dust, and this time I want to keep up. I'm just trying, and
well,
I gotta cheat a little bit.
Can't you just work it into the conversation?
No.
Please?
No.
Well, then it's unfair.
Well, I'll try to be fair. I'll try to be fair, but I don't want to be lapped. I don't want to be lapped, and that's the only reason.
Can I be
that.
Good at anything on this show?
Okay. You know, if you want, I will concede it to you. But
no, I want,
is a competition. You said it's a cage match.
I like playing the game with you.
It's a cage match.
But it's like if we're having a cage match. Okay,
I'm very put upon today in this game. This is tough today. You started, and I was daydreaming when you started the interview because I was laughing about the winking thing that you said about Buzz, and that was a disadvantage, and perhaps that was even a strategy on your part.
Because sure.
And then right in
advance by Buzz and I. Then
very difficult for me. All right, I'm going to play it normally. I will not cheat.
Okay.
All right, Steve, we're going to put you on hold and they'll put you back on.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
So, can I ask? I know you probably heard this all the time. How's your mother?
She's fine. She's down in Florida with the rest of the mother.
No, hold on.
Whistler.
Hold on. Whistler's mother.
Whistler's mother.
I'll be goddamn. That. Do you hear that joke all the time?
I do hear it from time to time.
Is there a chance that we could hear you whistle?
Sure. What kind of music would you like?
I'd like to hear the best stuff you got. I mean, I'll be goddamned if I haven't heard a good song all day.
Well, are you interested in jazz, blues, classical?
Oh, I'll be goddamned. That would be great.
Which? Pick one.
Jazz.
No, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to listen to jazz, Mike.
I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be listening to something I don't want to hear.
Okay, well, then I tell you what. I don't want either one of us to be goddamned about something. How about you give us a third option other than the other goddamn ones you gave us?
I'll be goddamned if that's not a bad idea. A good idea.
Hold on. I'll be goddamned if I'm not in the mood for some Dixieland.
I'll be goddamned that's a good idea. Let's hear some Dixieland.
Dixieland.
Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Probably not.
I'll be goddamned. You don't know Dixieland?
Well, you know... Yo, how about some R&B?
I'll be goddamned if we couldn't hear a little R&B. Why not?
All right. You ready?
All right, sure. Hello?
No.
I'll be goddamned. That was good, though. That was loud.
What was it?
You know, damn. Here. I'll be goddamned an oldie but goodie.
Goddamn, this sucks.
Is that Sir Duke?
Yes.
I'll be goddamn Duke Ellington.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder and his tribute to Duke Ellington.
Right.
I'll be goddamned if you're an encyclopedia of music.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I'll be goddamned he's blind, yet he is able to sing. He is able to write music. What about classic rock?
Classic rock. Pick somebody.
Doobie Brothers.
Skynyrd. Doors. Beatles.
Led Zeppelin.
Who?
I'll be goddamn. We can list music all day long.
Okay, I'll try some Doors for you.
Okay.
I'll be goddamned if the Doors aren't great.
I'll be goddamn. Listen to the vibrato on this guy. I'll be goddamn. That's fine vibrato.
I will be goddamned.
I was. Now you're just cheating. If it means that much to you, go ahead. You know what? You can go ahead, Mike. I concede to you. Go ahead. I concede to you.
Well, there's no reason to go on, is there? So, how about some classical?
Classical.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be goddamn.
Here's the.
I'll be goddamn.
Here's the. Here's
well, I'll
the,
be goddamn.
How about a little Debussy?
I'm Mike O'Mara. I'll be goddamned. On Secador, I'll be goddamn.
And what are you doing right now? Excuse me.
What I am doing right now is mocking you.
You're mocking me.
These are off the clock, Buzz.
Oh, are they?
Don't count these. I'm mocking Mike.
All right.
I'll be goddamn.
All right. And any of mine that were non sequiturs?
Yes.
If they were,
yes,
then subtract those from me.
How many
would you like me to take away?
I don't know, Mike. You can win this game today.
No, I don't want to win. I don't want to win. I want it to be a cage match, just like you said. And you can take Buzz,
yes.
Take three of mine off the table.
Three?
Three.
Oh, please.
How about four?
Let's be realistic.
Well,
how about 10?
10?
Oh, and I am being generous because you are my best friend, buddy.
10? All right, 10. 10, and I will
make
not
it,
do it.
Make it 15.
No, 10. Take 10. 10 off the table.
He only has 17.
So how many does that give me? It gives me 7.
If it takes 15, you'll have 2.
Well, I don't want.
How many do I have?
I don't want to play anymore.
It's 17 to 16 where I left off counting.
Who's winning? Mike's winning.
All right, take. So by it's 17 to 16. So you take 10, and then it'll be 16 to 7.
Mike, it doesn't matter that much to me.
It doesn't matter that much to me. I could care less.
Yes, you could.
I could care less.
So you're saying that? Are you going to say that I won fair and square?
Yes.
Say it then.
Well, the game ain't over yet. Game ain't over yet, Sheriff.
Well, I got news for you. If we're going to get to Buzz, the game's going to be over pretty goddamn quick.
All right, don't about count one that. Minute, about 60 that. Seconds.
Can you fair enough.
You 60 are... seconds, and they can't be non sequiturs.
Where's the TikTok?
I got it.
And part of it is we got to let him talk.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Hi, I'm Black. This is my friend Pot. How are you?
Kettle.
Doing?
Kettle.
Well, it's the Pot calling the Kettle Black.
Right.
It's the same. It's a three-person show.
Okay.
Pot, Kettle, and Black.
60 seconds, and we're starting from scratch.
Right.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Sorry about that delay.
I'll be goddamned. We're having incredible problems. No, Mike.
No, I've just. I was.
You know what? No. Can't play this game because you got mad right away, and that was a naturally occurring.
I didn't get mad. I was simply smashing my fist on the console.
Just because I said I was going to work it into the equipment.
I know. No, I mean, it was fine. I was just...
Steve?
It always frustrates me.
Steve, you're a great whistler.
Thank you.
Can you whistle a fanfare for us?
A fanfare?
Yeah. A fanfare.
A goddamned fanfare.
Sounds almost electronic. I'll be goddamn.
You know, you talk about almost electronic. I was hired by Verizon DSL to replace a theremin.
Verizon, I'll be goddamned. Can you hear it? Can you hear me now?
For them, and I thought this was going to lead to a lot of fame and fortune.
Right.
And the thing is that it sounded so eerie that it didn't sound human.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do that thing? I'll be goddamned. Can you do that thing that they do in the?
No. See, that's not. You know. See, here's okay, Mike. Excuse me. Here's how you do it.
What?
Erie. You know it's Erie. You know it's Erie. Wow. I was in Erie, Pennsylvania over the weekend, and I'll be goddamned if it wasn't a guy that was right there that was whistling better than you in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I concede. I concede. It's fine. Well, then fine. That's fine. I mean, I might as well. Yes, I was forcing them. I always feel at a distinct disadvantage in these games. And I
don't feel at a distinct disadvantage.
I do. I feel at a complete
disadvantage. I feel at the distinct disadvantage because now, you know,
I accept.
Pour me the martyr. But
I accept the non sequitur rap, and I'm willing to take some off the board.
I feel you are at the advantage. You don't look at the clock. You don't know where we are on the show.
Right.
You don't have to run the music or the TikTok. I feel you're at a total advantage over me. You can simply sit there and focus. On I'll be goddamn.
I hear a violin. Violin playing. There's a violin. The smallest violin playing right now.
And you know what's playing? I am the champion.
Well, then, fine.
Well, Steve's website is stevethewhistler.com.
Check it out.
Steve, we've certainly enjoyed having you on the show.
Well, thank you.
He's bewildered.
Steve, do you let me ask you something,
I've been listening
sir.
To the live stream for a while, and it was kind of like the same.
Do you have any idea what Mike and I were doing when we were attempting to interview you there?
Not a clue.
We're playing a game. Do you know what kind of game we were playing?
How about that?
Very close.
No, close.
I'll be goddamn.
That's it. That's it, and I won again.
He's just whistling Dixie.
What? What was that whistling, man?
What was the object of the game?
To see which one of us could say, I'll be goddamned the most amount of times naturally, unlike Mike, who just has to force it.
Degenerated, Steve. We sincerely apologize. It degenerated into a real brawl. We apologize.
But you know how it is, because Mike and I are like brothers. You know, we fight with each other, but
highly
don't,
competitive.
But
Steve.
don't mess with if somebody else messes with
That's
us.
Right.
Well, we'll be goddamned. We'll kick their ass.
Right.
Anyway, great having you on the show.
Pleasure having you here, Steve.
We got to go now. Talk to the homeless lady who's going to be living in our office. I'll be goddamned. I'm not lying about it.
I'll be interested to see how he thinks it went.
Hold on,
Rob.
Please.
Let's find out.
Hi, Steve. It's Rob. How do you think it went? Did you enjoy yourself? No. You're just talking to me now.
He's paranoid now.
Sure.
I'll be goddamned.
We really did enjoy your
I'll be goddamned. Those two people should be institutionalized.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be a different segment.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm just going to open up the buzzer now. Because the guy wants to have a long-distance dedication with Rob.
Right. Unless Rob throws in an I'll be goddamned at him. To his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Okay, what did Senor Whistle have to say?
I've never been on a show like that before.
No one has.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.